Had you seen this movie before?
We are talking about Run Lola Run, released in 1998, 1 hour and 20 minutes, rated R, I guess. Eh. It's a very soft R. I mean, I guess they dropped an F-bomb. There's no, yeah, whatever. Starring...
Frankie Potente.
Hold
it's
on.
Like I took Italian. I say everything like it's Italian. But
Kelly went to Google to pronounce this name, and she, I must have heard it 50 times last night, and now I can't. Franca Potenta.
That's better.
Franca Potenta. Hey, Google, how do you say Franca Potenta?
Please log in through the Google Home app.
And she crossed over, right? She's in like Born, one of the first Born movie, I think. She's
in a couple. Yeah.
She made through to American films. Good on you.
And the gentleman was in a couple thing. Does he just have one of those faces?
He looks like, what's the guy, Johnny, the guy from Trainspotting that popped up in a million other things. He looks like him. I mean, in the 90s, Let's face it, in the 90s, we all kind of grew our beards and had bleached blonde hair and wore baggy pants. We all looked the same.
We all did. You're right, though. It is the guy. I was like, am I being racist by saying that's just the guy from Trainspotting? But that was the guy.
You're countryist. You're nationist. Whatever. You're a continentist.
So I saw this. It was weird. When I realized it was 1998, I realized that I could not have seen it when I thought I saw it. Like, there's the late 90s, I lived in 12 different places. And I have a lot of memories of different movies in different living rooms. And I thought I watched this movie in one living room, and I didn't. So I don't know what living experience I was in when I watched this movie. But I haven't watched it since then. Like, I probably watched it when it came out on video in 99.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those movies where you're like, oh, that's cool. I get it, you know, and never felt the need to revisit it. And I'm really glad I have, especially under, and it plays way, way better. I knew that like we'd be able to cram this into our Patreon feed one way or the other.
Yeah.
But this played way better than I expected for kind of a time.
Yeah. And like a lot of our Patreon films that we do, you know, obviously the concept for this is otherworldly alternate experiences, but a lot of these films, this is arguably time travel. Arguably.
Arguably. It's at least a time loop.
Well, right. So, I mean,
arguably,
the point that I read up on it a little bit, and they make the point that like she doesn't know in the first incarnation, she doesn't know how to use a gun with the safety, and the second one she remembers that, right?
Yeah.
And there was something else that like seems like it crossed over memory wise, and almost like alternate universes blending or time loop. Yeah, whatever. But anyway, it's debatable. It's good to have debates. Yeah, I saw this. I know where I saw this because I was my final year of college at film school, and man, what a great time to go to film school. The years of independent film, you know, heralded by the Tarantinos that crossed over and the Sling Blades and the Smoke and the just Trainspotting and so many independent films in that time. So I definitely saw this at my local art house in Buffalo. I remember it blowing my fucking mind. Actually, I have the reverse from you.
Really?
But now I'm looking at it. At the time, this is, well, one, it's like very 90s and like, yeah, I love the techno and the style and the, and it's like a very different sort of film. So I loved it at the time. And now the conversation it starts is not that revolutionary.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, they're seeing like how if just time changed by like seconds, how these three different timelines formed. That was a big deal in 98. Now this is like, eh. So like it's.
Why are there not 100 copycats? How do we not have.
Yeah, because this did well. This did well.
Seth run Seth and Chad run Chad and Monkey run Monkey. Like.
Yeah.
This is one of those movies that's. I mean, I guess people did. I guess in loop movies, they kind of, you know, take from this. I think that's what it is, too, is this doesn't answer fucking anything. And in movies that came after it, they're like, but why?
It doesn't answer, but I love, and I think you do, too. Like, we love, like, the butterfly effect things, you know, when movies examine that. And in this movie, obviously, there's the three different timelines, and they're all showing if she was just a second or a few different, how things would be drastically different. But she passes people in the street. My favorite part is once she passes them, they do these snapshots to show like what their path is from that point on.
If I'm not complaining that much about a Generation 1 iPad, imagine what a time machine a Generation 9 iPad would be.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.